If you've been watching much television this summer, you've likely noticed a recent staple of TV news broadcasts, women at the center of infamous crimes. One reason, these stories have brought big ratings, particularly for ABC News. In fact, the network got such strong numbers from an interview with rape and kidnap victim J.C. Dugard that it reran her story over the weekend. TV critic Eric Deggans isn't sure what to make of this current obsession with women in peril.
Spend a moment watching the news these days, and it's obvious. We love our damsel in distress tales.
She was a little girl with a name right out of a storybook.
But even I didn't predict nearly 15 million people would show for ABC News' latest blockbuster story of a cute young blonde woman subjected to a horrible crime. Top anchor Diane Sawyer's exclusive interview with J.C. Dugard.
A convicted sex offender let out of prison, kidnapped her.
It was popular because it was a big story, delivered in the doldrums of summer when there's a lot of reality TV and reruns. And it sums up the zeitgeist of the moment. Exhibit A, accused child killer Casey Anthony, whose acquittal inspired a flood of women in peril stories across every network and cable channel.
The Casey Anthony story, a special edition of Primetime Nightline, starts now.
From the beginning, the Casey Anthony story has been a priority for ABC News, which paid her $200,000 for video and pictures years ago. When Anthony was acquitted, ABC News pulled out all the stops.
We've dedicated our entire show tonight
to a court case. They list the first juror willing to speak on camera to Disney World. Celebrity anchor Barbara Walters chatted up her attorney, Jose Baez. And now the network has made another move, which looks like ABC is trying to corner the market on women in peril stories. They've hired Elizabeth Smart.
For 9 months, she had to endure daily sexual assaults.
Smart was just 14 years old at the time.
In her first paid appearance as a contributor on ABC Thursday morning, Smart talked about missing children in general while also complimenting Dugard for speaking out.
What her story shows is that there are still children out there that are waiting to be found.
She's articulate and poised, even after enduring every parent and child's worst nightmare. But her hiring also raises an important question. Is this a signal ABC will cover more women in peril stories? Crimes which really aren't that common? For many years, critics have complained about the emphasis news outlets place on crimes which happen to young women, often pretty, often white, and usually middle class. It even has a nickname, Missing White Women Syndrome. ABC is dipping deep into that well. According to Broadcasting and Cable Magazine, the network's evening newscast spent almost 23 minutes covering the aftermath of Anthony's verdict last week, more than double what was on NBC and about four times what was on CBS. When I talked to ABC spokeswoman Julie Townsend, she insisted the confluence of Smart's hire, the Dugard story, and the Casey Anthony coverage was a coincidence. She said, in her words, "These are the kinds of stories that are riveting. People want to hear about them from people who have experienced these issues firsthand." In today's landscape of morning newscasts and true crime network TV news magazines, such women in peril stories have turned crime news into melodramatic, real-life soap operas. And just like on the best soaps, it sometimes doesn't matter if the woman at the heart of the tale is a heroine or a villain. As long as her story is so frightening and compelling, people can't stop watching.
Eric Deggans is the TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times.